to building a good habit is to place your new habit that you're trying to develop, meditation, next to something you've already established as a strong habit.
Hello, and welcome to the Lucy Liu Show, the fueling station for your mind, business, and life. And now, here's your host, Lucy Liu.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to this episode. And this episode is for you if you feel like you've been wanting to meditate, but you just feel like you're that person who can't meditate. And that is exactly why I have today's expert, Anne Swanson. She is the author of the internationally best-selling book, Science of Yoga, which has been translated into over 15 languages. And her new book, Meditation for the New World, illuminates the fascinating science behind meditation with step-by-step practices. How amazing is that? Welcome to the show, Anne.
Yeah, so glad to be here, Lucy. And yes, it's called Meditation for the Real World. And I think we all need meditations to help us get through the modern real world.
Now I can easily meditate for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. But way back when I first started meditation, I remember my goal was 3 minutes. And I remember it being really, really hard. I tried so hard to get to that 3 minute mark. And I know you talk about how even 1 minute meditations can make a difference. So exactly how long do you need to meditate for it to work?
Well, any mindful moment is going to make a difference in your life. Even a couple deep breaths where you reassess and reset your nervous system will make a difference if you place it in the right moment. You do the 1 minute meditation in the car before picking up your kids when you feel like overwhelmed, like you might blow a fuse. You do the 1 minute meditation or several slow breaths before you take the stage or take the mic in a Zoom call and you do an interview. You need to reset your nervous system. So if you can integrate small little meditations in moments where you need the most, you're going to get a big impact. You're going to change your neurochemicals, your blood chemistry, the way you think and feel, even just from 1 minute. Now, it is great to do a formal practice like in the morning, like you speak of, and it's good to start off slow. You could start with the 1 minute and then the 3 minutes and work your way up, because meditation isn't something we're born with. It's a skill we learn, like reading. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. You may think my mind wanders too much to meditate, but that's the reason we meditate. Meditation is boot camp for your focus.
Great to know. But I know a lot of people that I've spoken to before don't meditate because they say their minds wander off. So therefore, they can't meditate. Yeah. And for me, what helped a lot is when I started envisioning this piece of blank paper in front of me. Mm. So instead of visualizing all that's going on in the past or in the future, like my worries, I started to envision this blank piece of paper, and we are the author, right? And we're just starting in this moment with blankness. So what if someone feels like they're bad at meditating or their mind wanders too much? What do you tell them?
Well, mind wandering is a part of meditation. It is an integral part of meditation. Even the most advanced meditators experience mind wandering because it's human nature. A Harvard study that was a large research study published in the prestigious journal Science shows that we mind wander 47% of our waking hours. So if your mind wanders, that just means you're human. That just means you're normal. And meditation involves you being told to focus on something. It might be your breath. It might be a visualization, whatever the teacher or the practice has. So you're focusing on that one thing. The second step to meditation is your mind starts to wander. That's part of it. And then what happens is a brain network picks up and determines whether this is important or not. So if your mind is wandering to your list of things to do, it's not that relevant right now because we're here to focus on, for example, the breath. But if your mind is wandering to that fire alarm that's going off right now in your house, yeah, you need to get out of the house because the house is on fire, right? So you're going to have this network activate to determine whether it's important or not. And then you come back to the focal point. So it's this process of continually mind wandering and coming back. That is meditation. It's not just the focal point and just being, you know, people think it's emptying your mind. No, that's definitely not. Your mind will wander. You are human.
I love that. It's the ability to have self-awareness. right? And we make decisions based on those awareness, and it's your decision for your next step.
It is. And you start to strengthen the brain networks involved in, it's actually called the central executive network. It's involved in executive thinking, focus, compassion, connection with others. You strengthen that network and you turn down the network involved in mind wandering, me thinking, I thinking, selfish thoughts. And you become more compassionate over time and you become better at focusing over time. So you're training your brain how to notice when your mind's wandering and come back quicker, not only in the meditation, but in everyday life. Because in the research, we found that your ability to focus on whatever you're doing, washing the dishes, it doesn't matter what you're doing, your ability to focus and be present with it is associated with your happiness. Not only associated, it's the cause of happiness. Focusing on what you're doing leads to happiness. Mind wandering to something else, in those moments, people were less happy no matter what they were doing. If they were washing dishes or having sex, they were less happy if they were thinking about something else.
I love those benefits. What are some other science-backed benefits of meditation?
Yeah, so as we age, our brains start to get literally smaller. Like the tissue gets smaller. You can look at images of brains and see that. And also when we experience anxiety, trauma, depression, chronic pain, all of those things make our brain tissue shrink, especially in critical areas. Now, meditation has been shown to rebuild the brain tissue and the connectivity and the activity in those critical areas to keep your brain as if it were younger for longer. They found that 50-year-old meditators have these similar brain structures as 25-year-old non-meditators. So it can help preserve your brain's capacity. It also is good for every system of your body. It helps you get sick less and improves cardiovascular health. In combination with a healthy diet and exercise, meditation can actually reverse heart disease. We still don't have a pill that exists that can do that. But with a healthy lifestyle and meditating, you can. I mean, you're lowering your blood pressure, you're going to improve every system. Your digestion will become better. We actually see our microbiome improves with meditation. So it's really even affecting you on a cellular level. Your cells change and act younger too.
Beautiful benefits. And I know a lot of people say, I know meditation has those benefits. Meditation's great. Everyone's telling me to meditate and I get started, but I just can't keep up. So why do you think most people fail at developing a more consistent meditation practice?
Well, the key to building a good habit is to place your new habit that you're trying to develop, meditation, next to something you've already established as a strong habit. So for example, if you're just trying to do a 1 minute meditation, for example, just start off your day, you make your coffee or tea, you have it brewing, you're smelling it. And before you take your first sip, you just close your eyes and feel and notice your breath and notice the moment for 1 minute. And then you take your first sip, I promise you'll be more mindful in that first sip. You could also, I do like in my new book, Meditation for the Real World, I do little meditations like a medication meditation. Every time you take your medications or your vitamins, you focus on it nourishing your body. And you just take a moment to appreciate that. So you can put it with something, a cue in your day, whether it be something you do every single day, and that's going to be established practice, or it's something that comes up through the day. Right before I send a stressful email that I feel like I might regret, I close my eyes, I turn away from the screen, and I check in with my body's intuition about this. So that's why I really emphasize in my new book, these short, brief meditations that we can integrate into our life from these cues, because you're going to be more likely to do it because you're going to feel and see the immediate impacts in how you think, behave, feel, and you'll see an immediate impact.
Beautifully said. And I know a lot of people want to really use meditation to develop themselves. And for me, I believe the beauty of meditation is that there's actually no right or wrong answer. Just like you talked about, there's no right timing. You get to decide when you can squeeze in those 1 minute or when you want to set aside those 10 minutes, right? That's the beauty of meditation.
Yes, absolutely. You can adapt it to make it your own. You don't have to be a monk in a monastery or do this formal, 30-minute practice every morning. Make it work for you. We know it's beneficial. Now, the only way you can get those benefits is to actually do it.
Yeah. But how can you optimize your meditation practice? Because a lot of people are afraid they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I like to use what we have from research cross-disciplinary to optimize my practice. So I incorporate going into nature. We know that when we're in nature, there are specific healing benefits to seeing the blues and greens that are in nature, to hearing the sounds of nature, and even to being barefoot in nature or touching the earth. There's benefits to lower your inflammation. It sounds crazy, but it's true. And really, we're just trying to get back to nature. Science is confirming what we already intuitively know, that nature's healing. When we smell the air in nature, we increase our natural killer cells, which help our body fight tumors and diseases. So going in nature is great. And whether you're just doing like a little fountain, a blue space near your work, or a little park where you're going into the woods, that's a great time to do a walking meditation, to be present while you're walking, or to sit down on a park bench, take your shoes off, and just take a 1 minute meditation and feel the connection to nature. You're going to absolutely amplify your meditation and amplify your connection to nature. Another thing I integrate a lot is like sound therapy. Hearing those sounds of nature, whether it be in real nature or an audio recording of rain falling or of the ocean waves, those are beneficial for our health. Our body interprets it as if we're in nature. So when you don't get that opportunity to go in nature, you can listen to nature sounds, and I incorporate them in my audio meditations to enhance the effects, and as well as music that is engineered to optimize your brainwave patterns. So I have that all in my audio meditations to help you.
Beautifully said. I can't agree more. I love nature. And in the beginning, start with guided meditations, and then you can move on to finding your favorite rainforest music or ocean sounds, and then you can meditate along the way.
Absolutely.
So I am a speaker on confidence, but I'm also all about calm confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have this misconception that you have to be loud or you have to be like fully empowered in order to be confident. But I really preach also this idea of being calm, regularly meditating, and then you can still be confident. Would you agree with me if I say meditation also help you with getting rid of perfectionism and getting rid of your imposter syndrome and actually being more confident?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, I have written meditations specifically for imposter syndrome, for perfectionism, which is something I am recovering from myself. And that's the example of the real world meditation and meditation for the real world. So we can do a quick one right now for perfectionism, because I think that a lot of people experience that. So this particular meditation type is a compassion meditation. It's called loving kindness or metta. And what you do in the full like 10-minute meditation version is you send loving kindness to yourself and then to various groups of people. You send them good wishes. And I often will, for dealing with perfectionism, then try to send that loving kindness back to myself, because that's the hardest thing for many of us. We can send good wishes to our children, our pets, anybody that we really love and appreciate really easily. We can do things for them, but to send it to ourselves can sometimes be hard. And so we'll do it right now. We're just going to do three. We're going to send loving kindness to ourselves, which you might notice is hard. Then we're going to send loving kindness to somebody that's easy to send loving kindness to. That might be your child, your pet, your lover, whoever comes to mind. And then we're going to go back to sending it to ourselves and notice how that feels. So you can repeat these words in your head, or you can just allow my words to become yours as you feel and listen to this. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be joyful. May I be free from suffering. May I be at ease. Now envision that loved one, someone easy to send love to right now, and imagine them smiling and glowing as you send them. May they be safe. May they be healthy. May they be joyful. May they be free from suffering. May they be at ease. Imagine them smiling. Notice how that feels in your body. And now we're going to send ourselves some compassion again and really imagine yourself glowing a light as you do this, and that light expanding to other people as it brings in that calm confidence for you. That light will touch others. So may I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be joyful. May I be free from suffering. May I be at ease. And feel that calm confidence growing, affecting others and your life just by your presence, bringing that with you for the rest of your day. And it can be as short and simple as that. Actually, sometimes I do loving kindness to myself or others while I'm in conversation with them, or if somebody cuts me off when driving, instead of cursing them out and getting road rage, it's like, may they be safe. That's the easiest thing to send to somebody that's frustrating you, right? You could send them wishes to be safe.
That's so beautiful. Oof, I love meditations.
It really works. There's a reason that the top CEOs at Google and Microsoft and around the world are using meditation. It works. And it's not some secret esoteric practice that you can't get a hold of. You can start today. You can check out meditationfortherealworld.com. And I have audio meditations that are free for you when you get the book, that guide you through the book and incorporate these sounds for healing and to optimize your brain waves so that you can build that habit.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Anne, thank you so much. But before I let you go, you got to tell us, on a day when you need some motivation, what is your favorite quote that you go by?
I go by the one quote that is true in all circumstances, whether it's a good time or a bad time. It is, "This too shall pass." And when you recognize that, whether you're savoring a good moment or you're so frustrated and overwhelmed in a bad moment, it will pass. So being present and is really the best way to approach it. And it just goes with the philosophy of meditation.
Thank you so much. Okay. And head to meditationfortherealworld.com and check out her book by the same name. Thank you.
Thank you.
To all the beautiful souls listening, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Lucy Liu Show. When I'm not podcasting, I am coaching high-achieving women in life transitions, getting unstuck, kissing overwhelm goodbye, and living a more joyful and fulfilled life through strategic goal setting and mindset transformation. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe, rate, or share this with a friend. And don't forget to join me for the next episode. Remember, there is always a way, and more blessings are coming your way. For free resources and show notes, head over to lucyluecoaching.com.